Call to order the Internal Operations Committee regular meeting. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Awesome. Public comment. Is there any public on the line?
There is not.
And there is no public in person, so we will move to item C, draft minutes.
Move to accept.
And I will second. So moved. Moving to discussion items D1, discussion of possible feedback regarding combining communications and internal operations into one committee.
That's our whole meeting?
Yeah, that's our whole meeting.
Okay. All right.
So it's been a struggle to find information to put on these meetings, communications and internal ops. And they're really, I was thinking kind of maybe we either combine them or we keep them separate and we change the bylaws to hold them when they're needed. So I just wanted to have a discussion with you if you're on that same page. It's, we don't always have a policy to bring forward. We don't always have a communication item to bring forward. And so it takes us a little bit more time to put these meetings together than it is to hold them.
Here's the reason I don't want to combine them. It's even when we pick committees at the thing. What you're going to do is at the end, you're going to have two people that don't get to make a choice for a second committee, right? So if we maintain the numbers and still you're still going to get stuck. I mean, you're kind of stuck with internal and comm anyway. Nobody really picks them first. But you know what I'm saying? That way,
at
least
if you did pick it first. Huh? I actually did pick it first. But, so, and to continue on with what you're saying.
But so I don't really want to combine them, but I do think we should change them to be as needed.
Agreed.
And that way staff isn't, we're not just wasting everybody's time.
And money, right?
So right.
It is.
It's not only their money, it's our stipend money and everything else. It's just ridiculous.
100%. I am totally.
If anybody's going to come back at us with a complaint, it's going to about committees, it's going to be, well, you guys have meetings the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it from the stand. They're not going to look at it and go, you're wasting staff time. They're going to look at it and say, you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, which.
So that's probably not a good idea. So I would like to see the staff bring back a proposal to the board that says, are you on communications?
No.
Okay. That says, staff is recommending that we maintain the integrity of the committees and the status that they are, but that we only, that for internal ops and for communications, that we have meetings called as staff needs guidance or something along those lines.
Yeah, that is.
Because there's times we need communications, like when you're working on just something.
Maybe. And internal ops, right? Internal ops does have.
Yeah, when you have a change in policy or a change in, there are times, but definitely you don't need it every, obviously you don't need it every other month.
Right. Then, yeah, I think that's a good.
So if that comes back to the board, you can.
100%, yeah.
I think the only.
I don't want to see them combined because for that very reason, there needs to be separation. Internal operations is a separate entity from internal operations.
And it gives everybody an opportunity to move around to different things.
You know what I meant.
So, no, I understand.
So there may be, as long as we have a quorum, it's a board of five, so if three of us agree that that's the way it should be, because I think we may run into a little bit of resistance on as needed part, but it just doesn't make sense to have everybody come down here and do this.
I agree.
Okay, thank
you
very much.
That was a great meeting.
So discussed.
Then
on any future agenda items?
As needed.